taking that chance, taking a ride, taking my hand, kicking this crowd, ditching this club. This night's been waiting on us. Save your best move. Yeah, till I get us where we're getting to. Girl, you're tearing that dance floor up. Let me see you do it in the bed of my truck. You sure know how to shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Whoa, baby, let's go down a little road nobody else knows. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you. Hips like the wind moves cotton. You could get the whole wide countryside hopping.
Bring the beat back.
Oh, come on with me, girl.
Yeah, you're tearing that dance floor up. Let me see you do it in the bed of my truck. You sure know how to shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Down a little road nobody else knows. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you, girl. Yeah, let me see you, girl. Come on, come on, come on, let me see you, girl.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General says it has opened an investigation into the Secret Service's handling of security for former President Trump on the day that gunman Thomas Crooks tried to assassinate him at that Pennsylvania rally. ABC Chief Law and Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Officials tell ABC News the Secret Service has actually stepped up security around Trump in recent weeks in response to threats from Iran to assassinate him. But despite that, Crooks was able to climb onto a roof and fire at Trump from 400 feet away.
Tonight at the GOP convention, Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, will deliver his acceptance speech. ABC News also learning the entire Trump family, including wife Melania and daughter Ivanka, will be in Milwaukee tomorrow night when Donald Trump delivers his acceptance speech. The armorer on the movie Rust has asked that her case be dismissed after actor Alec Baldwin had charges against him thrown out over prosecutors not handing over evidence. This is ABC News. It's a murder mystery in Thailand.
Police have found traces of cyanide in the cups of two Vietnamese Americans and four Vietnamese nationals at a central Bangkok luxury hotel. Authorities believe one of them poisoned the others over a bad investment. The group had last been seen alive when food was delivered to the room on Monday afternoon. Police say the case appears to be personal and won't impact the safety of tourists. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Elon Musk is taking more of his companies to Texas. He now says the headquarters of both SpaceX and the social network X will be leaving California for the Lone Star State. Musk called a new state law that bars school districts from requiring that staffers tell parents about a child's gender identity the last straw. And after today, no more Mirage on the Vegas Strip. The hotel casino is closing down and will make way for a new Hard Rock Hotel and Casino that's supposed to open up in 3 years. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says he read the wrong speech after calling the Democrats' agenda a clear and present danger at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee Monday. Johnson told the PBS NewsHour he intended to read a different version of the speech that called for unity, but a teleprompter loaded an older version of his speech. A Green Bay father and daughter who died hiking in a Utah national park are identified. Albino Herrera Espinosa and Beatrice Herrera were found dead Friday in Canyonlands National Park. The two were lost and out of water while hiking in temperatures of over 100 degrees. And researchers at the U.S. Forest Service are trying to figure out how to predict smoke movement from large wildfires. The research not only includes the large wildfires from Canada, but also things like prescribed burns. Wildfires are a natural part of many ecosystems and often improve wildlife habitats.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin State Fair. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away State Fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win State Fair tickets.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a stretch of really nice days coming up this week. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear down to 52. Tomorrow, sunshine 76 on Friday. Sunny with a high of 78. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Daddy won a radio. He tuned it to a country show. I was rocking in the cradle to the crying of a steel guitar. Mama used to sing to me. She taught me that sweet harmony. Now she worries cause she never thought I'd ever really take it this far. Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream was all I've ever. To pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. An atlas and a coffee cup. Five pickers and an old Dodge truck. Heading down to Houston for a show on Saturday night. Well, this overhead is killing me. Half the time I sing for free. But when the crowd's into it, Lord, it makes this thing I'm doing seem right. Standing in the spotlight, chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Daddy's got a radio. He wanted 30 years ago. He said, son, I just know we're gonna hear you singing on it someday. Well, I made it up to Music Row, and Lordy, don't the wheels turn slow. Still, I wouldn't trade a minute, I wouldn't have it any other way. Just show me to the stage, I'm chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream, 'cause all I've ever wanted is to pick this guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just want to be heard and seen. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Oh, I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. On the way, we're going to talk with Stacy Hartung with the Durand Youth Fishing Tournament. We'll chat with Stacy about that here coming up. First, here's Rascal Flatts. Good morning.
I can take the rain on the roof of this empty house. That don't bother me. I can take a few tears now and then and just let them out. I'm not afraid to cry every once in a while. Even though going on with you gone still upsets me. There are days every now and again I pretend I'm okay, but that's not what gets me. What hurts the most was being so close and having so much to say.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, and joining us this morning is Stacy Hartung with the Durand Youth Fishing Tournament. The Durand Youth Fishing Tournament coming up July 24th through the 27th. That's next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday and Saturday of next week. And we're going to talk with Stacy a little bit about this. It's the 28th annual fishing tournament as well. Stacy, good morning. Thanks for joining us. And this event's really grown over the years, hasn't it?
Wow. Definitely has grown year over year, especially since COVID, when everybody kind of lost opportunities to do other things but be outside. We saw a huge uptick in contestants, and that really has stayed the course. We actually had a few families for the first time join us in that COVID year, and they've been with us ever since. So, yes, definitely looking for increased numbers again this year. Just really excited that everybody in the community marks their calendar, takes off work, and plans to join us every summer.
And registration deadline is this Friday, and this is open to kids, what, 5 through 18?
Yeah, so basically the age of the at the start of the contest, which is the 24th, you have to be at least 5 years old and no older than 18 years old.
And what are all the different categories that we have for the kids?
Yeah, so we have several different categories. So from age categories, we have 3. We have 5 to 8-year-olds. They'll all compete against each other. 9 to 12-year-olds, and then 13 to 18 years old as well. And then in the fish categories, we have bass, which large or small. Depending on which body of water you fish, depends on where you're fishing, but you're likely to get a smallmouth on the Chippewa River and probably a largemouth over on Lake O'Galley. Walleye, northern, sunfish, roughfish, trout, perch, crappie, and catfish. Lots of categories, so whether you're a caster or someone who loves to use worms on the bottom, there's a fish category for everyone.
Talking with Stacy Hartung this morning about the upcoming Durand Youth Fishing Tournament will be July 24th through the 27th here in Durand, and registration deadline is on Friday. Now, not only is this a tournament, Stacy, but the Youth Fishing Tournament Committee also likes to make it educational too, right?
Yeah, we always invite our partners from Pepin County Land Conservation. They come over and join the picnics, let the kids know a little bit about the waters and the native species. They talk a lot about watersheds and how to keep waterways clean and available for future generations. We also have partnership with the DNR. As part of our nonprofit mission, education is a key role to that. So we try to introduce that every year in partnership with larger organizations to provide a little environmental education for everyone, parents and kids alike.
And there will also be an event as part of this on Monday, July 22nd. This is going to be over at Arkansas Creek Park, calling it the launch. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so a few years ago we thought Monday and Tuesday are pretty boring when everybody's getting excited for the Wednesday fish launch. So how do we kick off the week appropriately, and having some conversations with key partners, namely the Arkansas Fur Fish and Game Group, we decided, you know, let's kick off the week, right? Let's have a picnic where there's free refreshments and food. We have some early prize giveaways. We'll have coupons for free worms this year. Get everybody really excited and set the tone for the rest of the week. So we started that a few weeks ago, but yep, it'll be at Arkansas Creek Park on Monday the 22nd. From 5 to 7. We'd love to see everybody join us and just get excited, possibly win a couple things on Monday night.
And, of course, the big picnic on Saturday, that's where we announce all of our winners and that sort of thing on the 27th. And that is turned into everybody does get a prize.
Yeah, so it's been prize-driven pretty much since the beginning. The picnic actually got moved to Sunday. A few years ago, we decided, based on feedback from participants and their families, they really wanted Saturday to be a day they could fish together. Not everyone is able to take time off of work, so we made the decision a few years ago to make Saturday a fish day and push the Sunday picnic to Sunday. So this year, the picnic will be on Sunday the 28th at noon. Everybody who comes to the picnic and registers at the registration table will win a prize. And then we also hand out, we keep secret, all the fish places until the picnic. We get a lot of people asking, but we announce the winners live at the picnic for all the first, second, and third place fish finishers and all the fish categories.
Talking with Stacy Hartung this morning with the Durand Youth Fishing Tournament again. Coming up the 24th through the 27th, the big picnic on Sunday the 28th. And we have registration coming up by this Friday, right?
Yeah, so registration ends promptly this Friday, July 19th at 5 p.m. A few years ago, we decided to add an online registration, just keeping it current and meeting people kind of where they like to register on their phones or on their computers. We also still do hard copy registration in partnership with Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand. So if you don't want to do it online, there are paper forms that would also need to be picked up and returned by Friday, July 19th at 5 p.m. We've had some questions in the past of why we cut off registration at that time, but after we get the final count of registrants, there's a lot of work for the committee to do in preparing prizes and validating ages and putting people in the right categories. So it gives us a little bit of time over the weekend to prepare for the following week. But yes, you're correct. The registration ends at 5 o'clock sharp, Friday, July 19th.
And how can they register online?
Yeah, so we have an online form that is being sponsored and brought to people through our Facebook page. So if you're on social media, please be sure to find us. We do a lot of our marketing, advertising, and announcements through Facebook. We've gotten a lot of feedback in the past that people are on their phones in their boats checking leaderboards and making sure they understand weigh station times. So if you go online to our Durand Youth Fishing Contest Facebook page, there'll be post with a live link for you to go into the online registration form up and sign up all of your contestants. Super easy.
Stacy Hartung with the Durand Youth Fishing Tournament. Again, the Durand Youth Fishing Tournament coming up July 24th through the 27th, the big picnic on the 28th. Registration deadline is this Friday. Can register either at Ryan's Sports Shop or visit the Durand Youth Fishing Tournament's Facebook page to register. But again, you have to register by July 19th. You're listening to WRDN.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th anniversary celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping Nirvana, Crayola Experience Creativity, Hangout Heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. mallofamerica.com/summer.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Ugh. Kitchen ants, runaway roaches, a spider. Relax, just use Zevo. Zevo bug sprays use essential oils to eliminate those pests and up to 20 household insects. Plus, Zevo is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Just spritz the bugs and wipe them away. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. you may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. She said, I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school. And she kissed her head and said, I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says, it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house. Daddy shakes his head and says, baby, just slow down. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. He says, they don't bother me. I've got two babies of my own. One's 36, one's 23. It's hard to believe, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look.
Jealous man. I look the other way. They're hitting on her every night and day. They telephone her. They try and get to her, but I know they can't.
walks into the room, and everybody watches every move, hoping she don't love me. I know it by the way they hang around, but they don't realize there's more to her than what meets the eye. That's why I'm certain, no matter what they do, to reach her now. She never lets it go to her heart. She never lets it go that far. When they start talking, she starts walking right back to my arms. She can turn every head, but she never lets it go to her heart.
Nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
Don't know where you at, don't know where you been, don't know nothing about that boy you're into. Don't feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him, and all the hell you gon' be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can curse my name, but baby, don't you lie. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like when you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Don't know where you at, girl, I know where you ought to be. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Yeah, are you thinking about me?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, and Morgan Whalen, Thinking About Me. Good morning. It is 9:34. I'm Brian Winnikins, and this reminder that the Pepin County Senior Council Board of Directors election is coming up on Tuesday. That'll start at 10:30 at the Riverview Senior and Community Center. There'll be lunch after the meeting as well. If you are an interested candidate, call 715-672-4101. That's 715-672-4101. Let's run down today in history for this July 17th. On this date, 1862, national cemeteries were authorized by the United States government. 1867, the Harvard School of Dental Medicine becomes the nation's first dental school. All right. 1941, New York Yankee slugger Joe DiMaggio goes hitless in a game against the Cleveland Indians. The hitless day ended his record 56-game hitting streak. 1945, the Potsdam Conference was held in the Soviet occupation zone to allow the three leading allies to plan the post-war peace. The leaders included Harry Truman, Winston Churchill, and Joseph Stalin. 1955, the Disneyland theme park opened up in Anaheim, California. 1961, John Chancellor replaces David Garraway as the host of NBC's Today Show. 1961, a Baseball Hall of Famer, Ty Cobb, passed away at the age of 74. He was considered by many the greatest player of all time. 1981, 114 people were killed when two skywalks collapsed at the atrium lobby of the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Kansas City. 1984, the U.S. passes the National Minimum Drinking Age Act, prohibiting those under 21 from buying or possessing alcohol. 1999, a massive air and water search begins for the missing plane carrying John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife Carolyn, and her sister Lauren. The plane crashed into the Atlantic Ocean the night before, killing all three. 2001, a publisher and former Washington Post chairwoman Katherine Graham passed away at the age of 84. 2005, Disneyland commemorated the 50th anniversary of the opening of the theme park in Anaheim, California. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was among tens of thousands who jammed the park over the weekend to catch some of the special events held for the anniversary. Disney had opened up on July 15th, 1955, on what used to be a 160 acres of orange groves in Anaheim. 2009, award-winning newsman Walter Cronkite, long known as the most trusted man in America, passed away at the age of 92. Cronkite received numerous awards throughout his life, including a Peabody, an Emmy, and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The School of Journalism at Arizona State University is named in his honor. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we'll have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Our market update is being brought to you in part by Elsevia Co-op and Chippewa Valley Energy.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Milk markets are higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, August milk up 2 to 1976, September up 7 to 2037, October up 8 to 2049, November milk up 14 to 2009. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, they are moving mostly lower after the gains from yesterday. There's still some weakness in the box to beef prices. There's also that cattle on feed report coming up, so we do have some positioning ahead of the markets. Hog futures, though, they are moving mostly higher against some strength in pork cutout values yesterday, led to buying interest. That buying interest has extended into today. August live cattle down 25 cents to 182.42. August feeder cattle down 87 cents to 257.75. August hogs up 87 cents to 92.15. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans and wheat all moving mostly higher today. U.S. export prospects are improving as global prices due to lost global production have not fallen like U.S. prices recently. And therefore, U.S. prices are now becoming much more competitive on the global market. U.S. Gulf soybeans are 20 cents a bushel cheaper than Brazilian beans for August and September. And there's rumors that China's purchasing 4 to 6 cargoes of U.S. beans off the Pacific Northwest coast for August and September shipment. And there's also talk China is shopping for more beans. New crop corn up 1 3/4 to 410.5. New crop beans up 1 3/4 to 1045. September wheat up 9.5.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a stretch of really nice days coming up this week. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear down to 52. Tomorrow, sunshine 76 on Friday. Sunny with a high of 78. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Never see the seven wonders, that'll be alright. If I don't make it to the big leagues, if I never win a Grammy, I'm gonna be just fine. 'Cause I know exactly who drops, knowing I will be just fine, 'cause nothing changes who I am. I am Rosemary's granddaughter, the spitting image of my father, and when the day is done, my mama's still my biggest fan. Sometimes I'm clueless.
like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway.
That comes from the heart.
Play something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun.
We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Oh,
everywhere I've ever been. Everything I'll ever need is sitting right here next to me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and Brett Eldridge and Love Someone. I'm Brian Winnikins, 951. This reminder that the Dunn County Fair coming up July 24th through the 28th at the fairgrounds in Menominee. Visit the Dunn County Fair websites for a complete list of events. Uh-oh, you know what that means. Time for another story of files from Police Squad. No, silly people doing silly things and going to the big house for it. We go to the great state of Louisiana, where a pair of crooked jail guards are now no longer guards, but prisoners. They've been busted for a creative plan to smuggle drugs into the big house. A former deputy is also under arrest, along with an inmate who was all involved with the scheme. They're facing even more charges. Investigators say the plan was, we'll get the drugs in by hollowing out ballpoint pens. You hollow out the pen, you put in the drugs, and you take the drugs inside. And they forgot about the drug-sniffing dog. The nose always knows, I'm just saying.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
You're invited to the 156th annual Wabasha County Fair this Wednesday through Saturday at the fairgrounds in Wabasha. Wednesday night, it's the big autocross starting at 7 o'clock. Bull riding comes to the Wabasha County Fair again Friday night at 7 o'clock. And it's another autocross and demo derby Saturday night at 5 at the Wabasha County Fair. Food, fun, and farm animals at the 156th Wabasha County Fair this Wednesday through Saturday in Wabasha.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
It's better over here. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
We
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. Oh, and he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now old Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. 'Cause I was headed north to Tennessee and old Red was headed south. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Blake Shelton and Old Red. 9:59. I'm Brian Winnikins. Thanks to Stacy Hartung with the Durant Youth Fishing Tournament for joining us this morning. Missed our interview with Stacy this morning. It's now available on our podcast page at realcountry1430.com. Just click on the podcast tab. That'll take you to that interview along with other interviews that we've had during the morning show and during the morning farm report as well.